Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Scientists at Yale University in the United States, they've managed to revive cells in a dead pig. Sean Duke is a science journalist and he joins me now. Sean, what have they done?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary what they've done. This research group, they did it before with the brain, where they took pigs. It was the pigs that get the poor pigs. And 2 years ago, they managed to revive neurons in the pig brain after they decapitated the pigs. 4 hours afterwards, they found signs of life. And they did this by introducing a fluid that essentially had oxygen and all the other things that the cells needed to revive themselves. It worked then, and now they've tried it again. This time it's with pig hearts. And what they did this time was they put the pigs under the anesthetic, the poor pigs, and they essentially electrically stopped their heart. So they're dead, and the oxygen in the blood are not circulating. So by our definition, they're dead. They left them like that for an hour, and then they infused them with this fluid, this process, and a fluid that they've come up with, Organ X, it's called. Mm. And essentially, this was a thing that was full of medicines and all the things that we need to be healthy, for our blood to be healthy. And they revived the cells in the heart. So quite incredible.
So, because for the uninitiated and the ignorant like myself, I mean, how different is this from when somebody has a cardiac arrest and their heart stops and they restart it? I mean, I always thought we could restart a heart, but this sounds different.
You can do that with a machine like they do with heart-lung machines, which can oxygenate the blood and also take out the carbon dioxide that would otherwise poison you, you know, when your hearts are failing, say. But that's when you're in a hospital situation. You can do that for a certain period of time. What they're talking about here is that somebody who, say, has had a heart attack and has dropped in the street, and then an hour later, or 2 hours later, they're brought in. This is theoretically in the future. They've only done this with pigs. That they would be revived then. So that's absolutely unheard of. So this is way beyond what we can do at the moment.
Okay, so they managed to do it with cells. They've done it with a heart. Now they're kind of moving up in the world. Will they move kind of up in the body sense as well? Have they managed to deal with the brain yet?
Yeah, well, as I said, in 2019, the same team in Yale, they reversed signs of cell death in the brains of pigs. This was 4 hours after the poor pigs were decapitated, and they managed then to again, they used a fluid and they got the neurons, the brain cells going again, and they showed signs of life. And they know that from the way the cells are behaving and the type of, what they look like under the microscope. But what they don't know is, you know, does that mean that the pig brain is exactly as good as it was? They're not sure about that. We don't know about that. But I mean, it's an extraordinary development, because if they can do it with the brain, they can do it with the heart. They're looking at liver, kidney. I mean, potentially you could do it with any tissue or any organ in the body.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of coming back from brain death, though, is kind of a bizarre one. It sounds incongruous, I think, to most people. I understand, though, our concepts of brain death have evolved an awful lot in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because brain death, I mean, the whole thing about death and how we define it has evolved. But I mean, in recent years, decades, the idea of death is when your brain essentially is dead. But even with that, say the brain stem, they call it, the most basic functions of the brain are supposedly dead. There have been experiments done, incredible experiments done by Sam Parnier. He's a famous NYU, New York University scientist, on near-death experiences where people have died, say, on the table in the operating room, and they've been essentially brain dead, and they've managed to come back. This sometimes happens. They're revived, and they can remember things that went on in the operating room that they shouldn't remember. So they were obviously conscious. They were conscious to an extent after the brain death. So, you know, this is a movable feast. And, you know, we tend to think of death as being a very definite thing. It happens. and then you're suddenly dead, where it's actually more of a gradual transition, really. And it seems that, you know, it could be reversible, certainly at the tissue or the cellular level. It's a long way to go before we can, you know, think of reversing it completely, but certainly it can help with organ transplant and donation. That's a big possibility in the short term.
Well, it's amazing stuff that they've done at Yale University in the United States. Sean Duke, science journalist. Sean, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. We'll get the news headlines. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, Mom. What if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bed making so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.